You're on Daf Kuf Hey Amid Aleph. Before we go further in the Gemara, I'd like to mention one inyan. We had learned Rav the Shaila Gozel. Let us just see the Tap Taisvis for 1 minute. Omar Rove Gozel Sholesh Agudais Begimel Plutais Vohuzlu Va Omdu Al Shtayim Chayv Lahar Zolayachas. So it's Mechuyev to return one Perishim Yeshna Ben Mar Zoraisa Vimalav Mishalom Laishova Plutai Kamei Shohisei Shove Bishas Agzeile. If he stole one agude, he also will have to pay back a shava pruta, because Bishas Gzeil is worth a shava pruta. So why does he speak about Gozel Sholish Agudis Begimel Plutes Vuhuzlu Vomdu Al Shtayim Chayv Lahar Zolei Achaz? So why does he speak about a case that there were three plutas, and now Lamai said that each aguda is worth two-thirds of a pluta? Alarabusa nokat, the afilu bishloishe, the kayim mitzvahs hashove betarti. Lamai said when he turned, now all three agudas are worth two plutas. Each one is worth two-thirds of a pruta. So he's telling us a chiddush. Afilu b'shloisha tekiyim mitzvahs ashove betarti, that he stole three agudas and he was mekayim mitzvahs ashove betarti. Afilu hochi chayiv lahachse loy achas. So even though he was mekayim mitzvahs ashove, so ashove yehefte v'ashove pruta, He was marza two of the three agudas. Lochi chayim laharza leyachas. So I saw in Atar Shmuel that if there'd be a hava mina, that he should be potter to return the third aguda because he was mekayim mitzvahs hashove with the first two. So we see it's considered one big maisa gzeila. That's what we see from Tosfos, that we have a meaning. But so I heard from Rabbi Yehuda Kante wanted to say that that's the have a meaning. Lemaise Rove says a chiddush, he has to return the third pruta, the third aguda. And could be the reason he has to return the third aguda is because Lemaise, it's not considered one big maisa gzeila, it's considered three maisa gzeila. So on the third agude that he had stolen, so since when he stole was worth a shava pluta, he never made a shava on the third agude, and they're considered three different maisa gzeilas. Now I saw the Atar Shmuel brings down that if a person steals a sack full of money, he says that's called one big maisa gzeila. That's what he says. So we have to understand if lefiya emes in kainam anachnu that three agudas make it three different maisa gzeilas. So we have to know what is the difference between three agudas in one and three agudas and one sack was full of money. It could perhaps be because we're speaking about. Could be there were three mice exalus. I mean, there were three different mice. He stole one agud and a second agud and a third agud. There were three mice. The three agudas in one bag, I don't know what the difference would be if there's a din klim itself. So you have to know clearly what makes it one mice exalus and when does it become three different mice exalus. Now let us go to the Gemara further. Or after two-thirds of the Amud. Va'amar Rove, harei amru nozer shegilach v'shiyo shtei sareis le'osa v'leiklo. Now there's a mitzvah taglachas that a noza has to make, and he has to, and if he leaves over two saris, so that's considered he wasn't megaleach, that's not called a taglachas. A taglachas, that it was meshayer, two saris, so he wasn't mekayim mitzvah taglachas. Boy rove, gilach achas, v'noshcha achas mal. What is, if he was Megaleach one Seya, from these two that are left over, he was Megaleach one, V'noshra Achazma. Omer Lei Ravachem Idifte La Ravine, what is the Shaila? Nozo Shegilach Achaz Achaz Komi Boilei, if he was Megaleach one here at a time, that is the Shaila of Rovet. Now perhaps, let us see Rashi for 1 minute. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Gilach Achas Mehashtayim Sheshir. Now we have to know, till now, he was not Mekai Mitzvah Taglachas. He had 1,000 hairs, and he was Megaleach 998. So he was not Mekai Mitzvah Taglachas, since there's a Shir of two Saris. So a Shir of two Saris is not called that he was Goyim the Taglachas. So he wasn't Mekai Mitzvah Taglachas. Now, he was Megaleach Achas Meyashtayim Sheshir, V'noshra Hashniyah, and then the second one fell off, Mal Havi Giluach Eloi. So, Omalei Ravachel Ravine, what is your Shaila? I don't understand your Shaila. Nozer Shegilech Kol HaSareis Achas Achas Kamiboylo. You have a Shaila if you cut each year separately, that's a Shaila, but me, Kleima. Vadai Giluach Havi. Yizicha was Mekayim Mitzvahs Giluach. Kimin Shebo Ligaleach Haishir Havi Beishir Giluach. That means the Shir that's Mechayiv Taglachas is two Saris. And he made a Maisa Taglachas on this Seyer. The Giluach Achas. And he was Megaleach. Va'afal pi denoshro shniyah, even though the second one fell off, Giluachu, he was Mekai Mitzvah Taglachas. Mitzvah Taglachas is to be Megaleach Amokim that's Chayv Taglachas. I saw in the Miri Amoyre de Kezach, the Miri says that if there were left over two Saris and he was Megaleach one, he was also Mekai Mitzvah Taglachas. That's Mitzvah Taglachas. You had two Saris, you were Megaleach, you made Ois Chayv Taglachas. That means I made Ois two Saris. I was Megaleach one Seir. There's another Seir that's even left over. That's called I was Mekayim Mitzvah Taglachas. So Memela, so what's the Shaila that fell off? What could be the Shaila? Because he cut each hair separately. That's no Shaila whatsoever. So what is your Shaila? Amalei tzriche kegein shenoshcha achas mehem. No, the Shaila is as follows. He had 1,000 hairs. He was Megaleach 998, and he left over two. So, as yet, he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Tazlachas. And, there's two left over, and now one fell off. Leitzricha kegen shenosha achas mehem. One fell off. Now there's only one hair left. So it comes out, Begilach achas, and the one that's left over, he was Megaleach. Mi amrinen, hashte miye, maybe a lekaseya would be good. There's no saris left over. So, that's also called a taglachas. Oidilma holav giluachu. There's no saris left over, he wasn't Mekai Mitzvah's giluach. The mikore, because the first taglachas that he made was shayish teisaris. So that wasn't called a taglachas. The first taglachas did not accomplish anything. He had two saris left. Vahashtik he gilach, and now he was megaleach lehavi beisaris. He was not megaleach amokim shechayim his galeach. You need a two saris in order to create a chiyuv taglachas. So memele, now if it was noshcha achas mehem, so he wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Taglachas. The first taglachas, he wasn't mekayim because he left over tusaras. And the second taglachas, there was no tusaras, pishas, he was megaleich. Other poshte, so Rava was poshte tishayle, seyer einkan, giluach einkan. There's no saris, but there's no giluach. So the Gemara says, Iseir ain kan giluach yeshkan. If there's no saris, so that means, so he there was a giluach. Or he come afapi. Sheseir ain kan, even there, there's no saris left, mitzvahs giluach ain kan. But he wasn't mekayim mitzvahs giluach. So that's together advom taki, because since Bishasi was Megaleya, there wasn't Tusaris there, there wasn't Mekayim Mitzvah Giluach. What does Rashi say? Shenosha achas, shekishebo legaleyach, ein kan shir giluach. When he came to be Megaleyach, there's not a shir giluach anymore. Or you see, Mimrin and Hashtemir, Leka, Seir. Let us see Taisvis. Mitzvahs Giluach Enkan. Uma'akev Milishtoi Shayin Milutama Lameisim. Ki Ilu Loi Gilach. Kleima Kamanda Oma Giluach Ma'akev. Da Acha Yishta Noza Yayin Acha Kula. So the first Pshat in Taisvis means is a machlokes in the Gemara. If in order to become mutter, you have to make taglachas. So the mitzvah taglachas is ma'akev in the heter of shtiyas yayin al tamal amesim. And that's what the Gemara means to say. Mitzvah giluach ein kan, u'ma'akev, so b'meli, he can't drink wine al tamal amesim, kilu lay gilach. And then it will come out, kemanda omar, that giluach ma'akev. That kiluach is makev shtiyas yayin and the shtiyas yayin. Inami. Or else Taisa says we don't have to say that it is speaking about, it's going according to that mandiyoma. No, le'inyin mitzvah koma. V'lekiyim mitzvahs giluach. That means there is a mitzvah of giluach. V'libe de kul alma. The plukto benozer beperik gimel minim. This mitzvah wasn't Mekayim. So we'll have to wait till two saras will grow and then we'll be Mekayim mitzvahs giluach. About kaponim, it is not negei eshti yishayin and tumul amesim. Ba'omar of it. Let's go to the Gemara further. Haray omru chavish shenikva ususamua shimorim hitzilua. Now, what are we speaking about over here? So we're going to have a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Look, Rashi. Chovish shenikva ususamua shemorim unesanua al pi arube. Now, it means like this. There was a hole in the chovish. But there were shemorim. I mean, this wine, this chovish held wine. In Birvais Hayomim, they were shmarim on the bottom of the chavis. So when they became a nekev, in the tachtes hachavis, lemaise, it's still sosum because of the shmarim that accumulated in the bottom of the chavis. Umamoreches yofe sevivaisel. I think Rashi means over here that the shmorim are well attached, or say some well, svivis hanekev. I think that's what Rashi means. V'tuma babayis. So we have here an arube. An arube is a skylight, or a opening. We have here a two-floor house. And we have between on the ceiling of the first floor, which is also the floor of the second floor, there's an opening. And he put a chavis on top of this opening. I'm talking about a kli cheres, and he put a chavis on top of this opening, and there's a mace on the bottom floor. Now, if the chavis would not be on this opening is at least a peseach tefach, so a peseach tefach is maybe as a tumah, so the tumah in the bottom, the mace in the bottom floor, the tumah would go through the opening and be metamed aliyah. Now there's a chavis in this opening, so the chavis is blocking the tumah. It's a chavis shal cheres. A cheres is not mekabel tumah migaboy. So memele, it's chaitzitz bifnei atumah, so the tumah cannot go up. So the chavis is chaitzitz that lemaila, the tumah will not go up. But we have here a shtickle problem. This chavis has a hole in it. But this hole is stuffed with shmarim. It's stuffed with shmarim. So now, so chavis are like this. Chavis shenikva ustamua shmarim. Yitzilua. So the stima of the shmarim is a proper stima. So tzkeilu, the neke was nistam. The stima shmarim stima hi. So that means this is a proper stima. So tumah cannot go through. So finish. So the aliyah is toya. Boy rove. Now rove klada shaila. Agav chetsya mahu. What if he was saysim half of the nekev? Zot Rashi. Agav loshen magoife, stopper. Agav chetzia. Hoyo bo tachteho shir nekev. And here the shir nekev letame. So the Rishash says, a shir nekev to be machnes tume into the klicheres, is b'kainis mashke. So there was a shir nekev letame. Kainis mashke means that if he put this kli cheres in water, so water could enter this hole. And so there was a nekev b'kainis mashke, and he stuffed half of the nekev. Now it's not kainis mashke. Uchli hamekabel tume ene chaitzitz bifnei atum. So, a kli that is mekabel tume is not chaitzitz bifnei atum. It's not called a chatzitze. And now, let us say for 1 minute, this hole would not be stuffed. If this hole would not be stuffed, we have a hole of a kainis mashke, so the reshas shes pshat. So the tumah would go into this kli cheres, in the metama the kli cheres, and if it's metama the kli cheres, so then it's not chaitzitz bifnei atumah. And the arub is a peseach tefach, so then it cannot block the tumah, because kol dovra mekabel tumah in the chaitzitz bifnei atumah. So now, the shaila is like this. The shaila is, again, we have here an arube, which is a peseach tefach. The arube is, so if the arube, there would be no covering on the arube, the tumah, that's the mace that is in the bottom floor, the tumah will go through the peseach tefach, and go through to the aliyah. Let's just say for 1 second, let's say a person put a kli matres over this peseach tefach, so the aliyah zicha tamei, because the klimatchis is mekabel tumah migaboy, so it's mekabel tumah. Kol dover amekabel tumah nechaitzis pichnei atumah. So the aliyah zicha bitamei, because you don't have a chatzitze to be matzel bifnei atumah. But now he put a kli cheres. He put a kli cheres. A kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migaboy, so it's not mekabel tumah from the mace on the first floor. But there's a kainis mashke there. There is a hole of a kainis mashke, which is sufficient for the tumah to go inside the kli cheres. The minute the tumme goes inside the kli cheres, the kli cheres is mekabel tumme. Kol davar mekabel tumme nechaitzes bevnei atumme is keilu the kli, so the kli cheres can be chaitzes. So now it'll be tumme. That is if you have a nekev of kainis mashke. Now the first halacha we had, but if this nekev was nistam from shmorim, gevaldik. So it's a good steamer, so there's no nekev. So it's not mekabel tumah. The tumah will not be metama the kli cheres mitoichoi. So the kli cheres will be chaitzitz bifnei atumah. But now we're talking about a new case. He's talking about, we're not talking about shmola. We're talking about that a person had a kli cheres. He has a nekev of a kainis mashke. And he decided to be soisim the nekev with tit, which is also a good steamer. But he only was saisim half of the nekev. But now, after being saisim half of the nekev, you don't have a shir kainis mashke anymore. So if you don't have a shir kainis mashke, so the tumah can't go in. So it'll be a good tzitzit. That is the tzad that it should be good. Now let us see again the lashon of Rove and again the lashon of Rashi. Boy Rove agav chetzio mal, zot Rashi, agav loshen magoite. He stopped. Agav chetzio, hoyo bo tachteo shir nekev letame. So shir nekev letame, the Rishash says, means there was a nekev in the chavis that's capable of mitame the chavis from the inside. That means the tumor can creep in the inside. And that is a shir of kainis mashke. So there was a nekev here. And now he stuffed it betit chetzio. Why Rashi speaks about it? Because shmorim is not shaykh. The shmorim is a memela dikestime, so that's not shchiach that it should have agav chetzio. But now we're talking about a new shayla. A person had a chavis with a nekev of kainis mashke. And he was saisim half of the neck. Mal, mi amrinon hashte mi leke shir neke. You don't have a shir neke. Oidume holoi sosam shir stime. Or since he wasn't saisim a shir stime, that means I have a neke. Now that I have a neke, I have to be saisim the neke. That means if it would only be a nekev lechatchile of less than a kainis mashke, so it's nothing. But now I have a nekev that is a kainis mashke. So lemaise, I have a nekev that could be machnes tumah. Tumah could go to this nekev. And now he was only saisim half of the nekev. Could be a steam of a half of a nekev doesn't accomplish anything. You have to be saisim the whole nekev. That is the shayla. Amalei Rav Yemel Rav Ashi, Mishnesenehi, it's a Mishneh, this now, Chavis Shenikva, Besosmu Shmorim, that's the reish of the Mishneh, Hitzilua, the Shmorim are Matzel, and the Tzaisim Dahon Nekev. Pokikop is Moira, what if it had a Nekev, and he put a branch in it? But we have to understand, the branch is not a flush steamer, that means the branch is there, but there's space in between. It's not completely sosum. So he has to put it there, and it should be completely sosum. What if he put two branches in there? So if I cancel it, all the empty spaces which are between the Zmoire and the Nekev, and the between one Zmoire and the other Zmoire, so you have to be Saisim. So you see clearly that if you have a Nekev, even though we put two Zmoires in, and Mistama now it doesn't have any more Ashir Nekev, but the minute you have a Nekev, you have to be Saisim the Nekev completely. It's not sufficient, you're Memayat the Shir. If you have a nekev, you have to be saisim completely. Taima, the mora.
Holay morach loy. Am I? So according to Rav Shaila, the tehevi ki agav chetzia. So if agav chetzia is good, Rav is a tzad agav chetzia is good. So why by pokek of his moira you need biruach? Omri hochi hashte. You can't compare that Mishnah to Rav Shaila. Hosam iloy morach loy koye. The reason that you have to be marech is a different reason than Ganson. You stuck in a branch, I got news for you. If you won't be marech, the branch is going to fall out of the hole. The branch without me ruach is not a steamer, period. It's not soysim the whole naked. It's a soysim that's not koi, it's not fending, it'll slip right out. Agav chetchi b'midi de koi, it's standing. It's gonna, the half is like a saucer. So this was Rav Shaila. So Rav had a Shaila that, is it good or is it no good? He can be Mamai this year. Bakaka bismayra, ve'ein sham shmar. Achi mareyach, betit minat stodim, shells mayra, lesais my hate. That's the Gemara according to Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. Arei amru chavish enokva usasmua shmor. Ma sheperish pekuntres chavish shenosna pi arube umatzelas alali. So Rashi learned pshat that the sugi is speaking about a chavish that is a pi arube, and the shaila is if this chavish is capable of being chaitzit, that the tumor should not go into the arube. And Rashi explained as the Yisoid HaShail is this chavis mekabel tumor or not? Ein nire. Dahi mishne de maisi besomach chavis shenokve, hi be mesechtes keilem beperikyo. This is a mishne mesechtes keilem. De mashme de mairi lahatzel mashe besoicho. So if this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Kalim, so it would seem that the Shaila is, like this Halacha is, that a Klicheres, that is a Tzomet Posel Olo, is Matzel, the Dvorim Shebesoicha. That's the Din, that's the Tzol of a Klicheres. Now, in Mesechtes Kalim, we speak about Dinim of Kalim. So Mamele, we'll see, I'll tell you, if the Shaila is it Matzel, but Tzomet Posel, is a matzel b'tzomet posel sabut? So that'll be another shailin gansen. That means there was a keli that was a tzomet posel, and it had a nekev in it. And there was some half of the nekev, and now there was oichlim, let's say, in this keli, and this keli wasn't an oil ameis, and now a kli cheres is matzel b'tzomet posel. Is the shail is will it be matzel b'tzomet posel? Yes or no? Because it wasn't, the neck, it wasn't Nistam Kulay. So this is a Shaila in Hilchis Kalim. According to Rashi, the Shaila is not in Hilchis Kalim, it's in Hilchis Stima Seholim. The Shaila is the Aliyah Tomei or not, and we know in the Hilchis Stima Seholim, Koldova Mekabotum, and the Chaitzatum, seems to know if the Kaili is Mekabotum, Legabi to be Chaitzitz for the Aliyah. So it doesn't belong in Mesechtes Kalim. Belongs in Mesechtes Eholim. That's Tosfos Kashe. It's very interesting. Oifen hato eske Kashe. Dahi mishne damaisi besom alchovish anokva hibi Mesechtes Kalim bepergyu. De mashme damairi lahatzel mashe besoicha. So it would seem if this is a mishne Mesechtes Kalim, so we're talking about Hilchis Atzolos Kalim. Im hi bo'oyel ameis. And that there's a keli in the Yolameis, Nakli Cheres is mit matzel betzomet posel. And now we have this Kli Cheres has a nekev, so now we have a shaila. If Shmorim helps, if Agav Chetia helps. The I have a Mayri Alpi Yarube, but if this Mishnah is speaking about, that's Alpi Yarube, so it doesn't belong in Mesechta Skelem, it's the wrong Mesechta. It belongs in Mesechta Seholet. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. V'oy d'loshen natzola lehave mashmachi. The Gemara hitziluha. Osasmuha shmarim hitziluha. A loshen abatzola. So the loshen abatzola lehave mashmachi. The avlameima chaytetes. If we're speaking about their two rishuyais, there's a bottom rishus and an aliyah. You want to know if the keli is chaytzitz, it's not called hitzilua, it's chaytzitz b'nei atumah. B'nira l'folish. So Taisvus says, therefore Taisvus is chaylik what the shaylik. The airi b'chavis hamukefes tzomit posi. A chavis hamukefes tzomit posi. It means you have a chavis shal cheres. Hamukefes tzomit posi means the opening of the chavis is sealed. There's a seal on top of it. I mean, there's a cover, and the cover is sealed. Shein tume nichneses bo, boil ameis. Vinikva bekainis mashke, and now there's a nekev bekainis mashke. The hochi havi shiura ki de oma be meseches kelim. So I just would like to mention a lotion of the Taisus Yontif in Kelim. It says Tomit Posel Shi Uron Bekainis Mashkes. So the Taisvus Yontif says Pshat as follows. The Posek says Kol Kli Posuach Asher Ein Tomit Posel Olov Tome. So that when the Posek speaks about a Tomit Posel, it says if it's Posuach and there's no Tomit Posel. Vidarshinon Shetume mashkemes lepischoi. That means if there's no tumet posel, so tume will go to the Pesach. Tume mashkemes lepischoi. Vechinikev kedei taharosoi. If there was a nekev in a klicheres that's capable of being metair the keli, choshuv kepesach uboi tumet posel olov. Now let me just explain for 1 second what the Taisvus Yontif says, and now we'll go to Taisvus. The halacha is, there are two dinim. There's a din, let's say, a keli that's osi to hold mashke. That's the tafkid of the keli. It has a hole in it of kainis mashke. That's a biggish hole. That means the water will drip out already. So the keli is not capable of functioning what it's aimed for. So it's not mekabel tumet. It's not mekabel tumet. That means if it's a sheretz or touch, it's not mekabel tumet. There's never teres keli legabi kabolas tumet. But now, there's another drash. There's a drash that the Taisus Yontif brings down. Every opening shetume mashkemes lepischoi. That means if there is a opening in the keli, that this opening is sufficient enough to be metair the keli from being mekabel tumet, so this opening is considered a pesach, and it will not be matzel betzomet posel. So memele. So therefore, if you have a kli cheres, and it has an tzoymed lemashke, and you have a hole of kainis mashke. So now let's clear two shailas. Shail number one, let's say it's not a tzomet posel, a sheretz dangles inside of it. So it's not mekabel tumme because it lost the shame keli, because it's not mekabel mashkin anymore. Fine. Shaila number two, there was oichlin in this keli, and this keli was in an oichel ameis. There's a tzomet posel on top of it, but there's a hole of kainis mashke. So this is a second halacha, that every nekev that's bekoyach to be metayer the keli, milekabel tume, has a teiras pesach, so the tume can go into this keli, and whatever's inside the keli will become tume. That is the halacha. So now let us see again the lashon of Tosfos. V'nira lafodish da'ayri b'chavis amukefes tzomit posel. We're speaking about a chavis shel cheres. That's mukef tzomit posel. The opening is sealed. Shein tume nichneses bo ba'oyel ameis. V'nokva b'kaynes mashke. Now they got a hole in it b'kaynes mashke. Dahachi havi shiure k'di amav b'meseches kelim. That's this mishnah meseches kelim that every nekev that could be metar the keli is considered a pesach that it won't be matzal anymore b'tzamet posel. V'sasmu hashmorim, but lemaisa even though the chavis is nekuva, but the shmarim that were in the chavis, the wine was in the chavis, so they collected shmarim there. So now the shmarim are soisim this hole. Matzelas al kol ma'aseh b'soich. Fine. That's pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Kalim. That this is considered a proper theme. The shmarim asoisim the whole nekev, and memeil it's a proper steam. And later, Rav is going to declare a shayla agap chetzia. What happens if he was soisim half of the whole? Fine. Now, v'ha da omar b'soif amatznia leinyan tzomit posel ad sheyifreis ruboi. Now. Is a Gemara in Mesech the Shabbos that says, Legabi v'atzola of Tzomit Posel, it will not be matzel, or it is matzel, at sheyifreis ruboi. Roiv of the Kli Cheres has to be nifchas, in order that it should not be matzel b'tzomit posel. This is what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos. This is what it says in the Gemara in Shabbos. You need Yifchas Ruboi. So it's not like Tosfos Pshat. Tosfos is speaking about, Tosfos said, well, not like that. Tosfos says that Kli Cheres is not Matzel if there's a Shir Nekev L'tayr. If there's a Shir Nekev Kainis Mashke, it's not Matzel. And here it says it's Matzel at Yifchas Ruboi. So Tosfos says, "Hainu bistuma." That gemara means something completely different. That gemara means you have a kli cheres, and we soisim it betit, and but roiv of the kli cheres is nifchas. So I have a kli cheres, roiv of the kli cheres is nifchas, but it's soisim betit. So sheim nakva. She'im nokva visosma. If there was a nekev in the kli cheres, and he was soisim the kli cheres, havishem kliyala, it's called a keli, a steamer will help to be soisim the keli. Because the nekev, kolzman, it's not nifchas rube, it has a shame keli, and the steamer, no, you only have a problem, you have a Pesach. The Nekev is a Pesach. Lahachni says a Tumah. If you say some the Nekev, you don't have a problem. Ad sheyifreis ruba. But if Roiv of the Kli Cheres is Nifchas, the Ozlai Mahani lo steamer. Davi ke oichlin she giblom betit kibin she ein shem Kli Olov. So the Gemara means as follows. A Kli Cheres is Matl Masha B'Soichai. If Roiv of the Kli Cheres is broken, that means you have a tremendous hole, the Roiv is whole, then you have Cheres. The less is a Kli Cheres. And this hole was patched with it. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, it's not Pshat, I have a Kli Cheres with a stima on the opening. I'm sorry. If Roiv of the Kli is broken, I have some tit. I have some cheres also. So just like one understands, if I'll have an apple, and I'll cover the apple with mud, and I'll bring it into a oil amaze, I'll say, the mud should be matzal on the apple. There's no such din. A Kli cheres is matzal on the apple. Not mud. So Memela, that's what the Gemara is saying in Masech the Shabbos. The Gemara is saying in Masech the Shabbos, if the whole Nekev was so small, but the Nekev was so large that it's roiv of the Kli Cheres, so then you don't have a Kli Cheres anymore. You have some tit. Tit is not matzah. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. But our Gemara is speaking about, you have a small Nekev. You have a small Nekev. So you have a Kli Cheres. No, the Nekev is a Pesach to bring in the Tumah. And so on this Pesach, we could have a Stimah. That's the Shail in our Gemara. Now we have Agav Chetzio. That's what Tosfos says, Pshat. V'loi k'moyshe perish bekuntres b'hamatzniya. Not the way Rashi says in Hamatzniya, v'le'im linyin tzol mitposel at sheyifras ruboi, the kli cheres amukim tzomit posla in tumi nechneses derech nekovov at sheyifras ruboy. This is what Rashi says over there. Rashi says in Masech de Shabbos a different pshat in Gansen. Rashi says amur de kezach that a kli cheres that a tzomit posla and you have a big hole in it, the tumor will not go through the hole to be metame. Dvorim shebesoichai. Rashi says, a kli cheres is only the tumme, a tzomet posel, it only goes to a Pesach. And this hole is not a Pesach. A Pesach means an official Pesach. Samza you have a hole, the tumme will not go through. Unless roi of the keli is nifchas, then it'll go through. But if you don't have roi of the keli of nifchas, it won't go through. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in that Gemara. Zok the Pnei Yeshua, so that's why Rashi could not learn like Tosfos, that was speaking about a Kli Cheres Tzomet Posel, and he was say some half of the Nekev, because Rashi holds the whole Nekev is no problem, by a Tzomet Posel. That's why Rashi had to say it's speaking about a Kli Cheres that was on an Arubi. That's, about Kaponim, Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi, and Tosfos says, because it's Zichah not true, that a kli cheres that tzomet posel. If you have a kainis mashke, the tumor will go through this nekev and will be metame mashke b'seich. A mashme behi she may be awesome bekuntres kideira nesuna piyarubim. A kideira that was nesuna piyarubim. The Amma Beishamai Hakol Tmeim Bekainis Mashke. So there was speaking about the Kedere. A Kedere, we have to know, is a keli that is used for Oichlan and Mashke. When you cook in a Kedere, it's Oichlan and Mashke. Beishamai says we give it the Chayma of a Kli Hosil and Mashke. So Beishamai says Hakol Tmeim Bekainis Mashke, including the, not only the aliyah, but the keli is also tummy. I feel like siluloi metari al aliyah al kederet tmeya. Al matumah nechneses b'seiche b'kainis mashke. It is called. So if it goes in, that can be matzel, but some it posel. And that Rashi also seems to say the way the Rishash is that the tumah will go in. So dava makabel tumah, nein chaitis mdeya tumah. Agav Chetzio. Now, Rav had a shayla, Agav Chetzio. Teima, heichi domi, ach boi, lanach bois, to la'el. Now, we hear the shaylas, a person was megaleach, one sayer fell off. We had a shayla, gozo shtei agudis beputa, herzerachas, there's a Zeylein Khan, a Shove. There we had Shailas, Lamaisa, there's no Zeyle, there's no Ashove, no Mitzvah Ashove, there's no Saras, there's no Mitzvah Taglachas. Now, here, Rove had a similar Shaila. It's not a Stime, but it's not a Nekev. So, Tame, Echidomi Achboi, Lahanach Boi is the Lel. The kiv in the agav ain't kanekev. V'loma loisoyel astime. Why shouldn't it help? What is the shaila? The mali im lo inokva me oilom alakach. What is, if there never would have been a half a hole? Umali she'agav chetsha. What is, if there's, if he was soysim half? I mean, what is the shaila? By the other cases, there are two inyanim. Gezel enkan, ashova enkan. That means you have to look, he's not holding, he did not mumen a gozel by him, but he wasn't mekayim mitzvah ashova. He doesn't have any saris, but he wasn't mekayim mitzvah taglacha. So there you can split the hair. You can say, legabi, I mean, there's no saris, but there was no kiyum taglachas. Here the whole din is only on the hole. Is there a hole? Is there not a hole? So Taisa says, if lechatchila there would have been a half a hole that's less than kainis mashke, so it's not a pesach. Tumul not go in. So what's the chilik? And estima helps. V'ray if I'm soysim the whole hole. So what should be the shaila if you have a half a hole? All other things, this you could split it. There's a pool I have to do. I have to make taglachas. I have to make hashavas. He said, good, he doesn't have any gezel, but he didn't make hashavas. There's no saras. We didn't make taglachas. But over here, there's nothing to make. Here, the whole din is in the keli. Does the keli have a hole, yes or no? It doesn't have a hole, because the half of it is awesome. So what's the shayla? That's the ismiskashe. The mali im leinokva mi oilom, Elokach, what would be, steam helps, you can be soysim a nekid. So, mali im leinokva mi oilom elokach, it was only a hole that was less than the kainis mashke. O mali she'agav chetzio, or there was a big hole, now he was soysim it. But lemais, and now there's no hole anymore. Voitain. Then Tais asked another kasha. The hocha omar besosmua shmorim shmostimit. The Mishnah says that what if you have a stima of shmorim? The whole thing is awesome with shmorim. That's a good stima. That's no shail. It's a good stima. B'soyper kama diyavomis amrinon chavish shalzaisim migulgolim. There's missing a few words over here. Beishamim oimrim en tzrichol enokei. Now, let us just explain for 1 minute what we're speaking about over here. There's a machlokes, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, when you put zeisim in a chavis and they're packed tightly together, some liquid comes out of the zeisim. Now, there's a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This liquid have a teira shemen, and shemen is from the Zion mashkin and its machshir. Well, it doesn't have a teira shemen. It's a liquid that comes out, but it doesn't have a chshivus of shemen, so it's not from the Zion mashkin, so it's not machshir. Now, so let's learn the Mishnah. Chavis shall zeisim a gugolim. You have a chavis that you have zeisim that are packed tight into it. So, afilo he wants the mashke. Afilo the bailam wants the mashke. He wants it to be juicy there. It's still not mukhshel lekabel tume because it doesn't have a teres mashke. The lechos that comes out of zeisim before you squeeze it, before you make shemen out of it, doesn't have a Torah shemen. Beis Hillel holds, no. This mashke is a cheshibes, unless he doesn't want the mashke. That means, if there's a hole in the chavis, and so that shows he wants that this mashke should drip out, then it doesn't have a Torah mashke. So then there won't be mashke. If there's no hole in the chavis, so that means he's mashed in this mashke, then there will be mashke. So now, let's see it again. Chavish shall zeisim mugulgolim. Beishame oimrim ain't tzricha lenokiv. You don't have to make a nekiv in the chavis in order to show you don't want the mashke. I feel that you do want the mashke. It's not machshir because it doesn't have a chshivus of mashke. Beis hillel oimrim, there's missing a few words, tzricha lenokiv. You need a hole. If you want a mashke, it'll become mukshir already. Umayde. But Beisilal is Maide. She'im nikva. If a person made a hole in the chavis, and the purpose of the hole was he doesn't want this mashke, he wants the mashke to drain out. But lemaise b'vayis hayomim, the hole is not draining this liquid because the shmarim was size of it. Shehi tahira, it's toyer. V'zeisim atoyer. So what do we see from this? That a steamer of shmarim is not called a steamer. That means it's like I still have a hole. So there, when it comes to Hechsher, I say, this person doesn't want a mashke. He put it into a chavis that has a hole. P.S., there's no, the hole is stuff, that's nothing. That's a chavis with a hole, and some emailer that shows he doesn't want a mashke. And here we say that if you had a chavis that was nisam to the shmarim, so we say it's whole. So that's the Swiss kash. V'yesh loyma, d'hosam v'adi l'inyin hechshem, mistom v'loy neich l'bam b'meshe yoytze mimena kibin shenokva. By hechsher, the din is a different din. Is he machshiv this mashke? Does he want the mashke or doesn't he want the mashke? He doesn't want the mashke because he made a hole. He put it in a chavis that there's a hole. Even though he didn't call a plumber to unstuff the hole, but al-Kalponim, putting it into a chavish sheyesh by nekev, shows that he's not interested in the mashke, mitzidoy he would want that it should drain, so memele the mashke shebesech ha-chavish to not have a chshiv as a mashke to be mashke. Lapshti memal, you see. Avo le'inyin lahatzol mitume avesti memal, you see. That means, but when we're talking about to be matzel from tumen, lemaisa it is sosum, lemaisa it is sosum, and if it is sosum, so it's a steam emal, you say. So that means like this. Here, the purpose of the hole is not that it physically drains the liquid. The purpose of the hole is to show that he's not interested in the mashke, and that's why he made the hole. So even though it is not draining, it's irrelevant. If this was a natural, he didn't stuff the hole. The hole became stuffed by itself through shmorim. So that does not show that he wants the mashke. So therefore, it is not machshir. Asha Enkem, when we're speaking about the din of Tzomet Posel, the din is it Tzosom, is it not Tzosom, so it's not called Tzosom. V'omar Rav, now we'll learn some Babakamadik in Yonim. V'omar Rav, Arei Omru Gozel Chomets V'over Olav HaPesach, Oyma Loi Arei Shaloch Lefonech. So now, the loch is, a person stole Chomets, it's over Olav HaPesach, it's worthless, and he said, "Reishalach lefanecha." Finish Reishu Gzeres Shagosal. He turns it. Boy Rove, Rove Kleva Shaila as follows: Nishba Olav Mahu. He swore on this chometz. What does Rashi say? La'acher shenesa. That means let's speak about something. Let's make it a little interesting. I mean, this person stole a bottle of schnapps that's worth $100. That's before Pesach. He didn't drink the schnapps, it's after Pesach. He has now a bottle of schnapps that is worthless. It's worthless, it's osabano. Now, he comes over to the nigzal. Then, oh, that's my schnapps. So he says, no. He says, no, I don't have your schnapps. La'acha shenesa, nishba, he says, I don't have your schnapps. This is my schnapps, not your schnapps. Nishba Shain Etzloi, number one, I don't have your schnapps. But like Gosloi, I never stole your schnapps. So now it's like this. This Nigzal was Teveya from him, this bottle of schnapps, which between you and me is worthless, but let's not talk about that. And the Goslin swears this is not your schnapps, and I never stole schnapps from you. Finished. And he swore, and then he was made there, that I swore false. Mi Amrina. So what is the shaila? Kimin di mignav boi shlumi leima moina. So this kfire, that means, what'll be if this bottle of schnapps will get stolen from the gazla? Or he'll get lost from the gazla. So what's gonna be now? Now he owes him, like this, kozman it's ben, he can say, hey, shalach lefanecha. If it will be stolen from him, so now I have to pay him for $100, he was maidenized. Well, of course I never stole. And then he said, yeah, Pekka stole his maiden. So if this bottle will get lost or get stolen, he'll owe him $100. So it comes out, this shvue, so it's a shvue of kviras mamon. Because he said, I never stole from you. Mamayne kakof alay. I dilma hashte miyis amonach va'afra ba'almo. That's if it'll get stolen, so it comes out the shvue is noigeya, that he won't have to pay. Because he swore he never stole from him. But v'asher u'sham, it didn't get stolen. The bottle of schnapps is here. The bottle of schnapps is worthless. And all he has to do is give back this bottle of schnapps. So by saying, I didn't steal this bottle of schnapps from you, is not called, I was kaifa mammon from you. This bottle of schnapps is worthless. So how do you look at it? Do you look at the shvue with all the potentials that could come out from the shvue, and this shvue could be a kfiras mammon if it gets lost? Or you say, no, you look basher usham. And now all the ramifications, what could be it? Lamaise, now the schnapps is here. And the schnapps is worthless, and the whole shvu is just negayit to see, they have to give him this asa anoitik a schnapps or not. So it's not a shvu of kiras mammon. That was Rabbi Shaila. Hamonach, odum hashtami is hamonach vafra balmu belekopalei mamoinik. Rabbi had a shaila. What's he again, Rashi? Mao, mimrin in hamonach, v'yoch alifte bayes atzmoi, v'shtakach the love midi kofri, he wasn't kai for anything. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Milse di boi le le rove, pshita le le rabbe. But rove had a shay le rabbe, no shay le matzebe. The Omer rabbe. Shayri gon after. Very interesting case. Reuben comes over to Shimon. Shimon has Reuben's shayr. He was looking for it for the last 10 weeks. Then he goes, he sees Shimon. Shayri gon after. Vu oimer, and Shimon says, loi gon after. I didn't steal your share. Ma tivoy etzlechos. What is it doing by you, my share? Shei mechinem aniyol. Don't you remember you made me a shei mechinem on it? That's what he says. Shei mechinem aniyol. And lemaisi swore. I'm a shei mechinem. What are you accusing me of a ganav? You made me a shei mechinem. I told you your memory is failing you. Made me a shei mechinem. I'm a shei mechinem. And later he was moide that his taka stole it. So they have the same shaila. Is this a kvira? It's not a kvira. Ba'asher usham, he's made it's your shayr. I'm a shem achinam. So, safila lefi dvorev, it's your shayr. You can take back your shayr. But since this shvue will be negeya, if it will be stolen from this, supposedly shayim will be potter to pay. In reality, it's chayter, this was a ganav. So Rabbi said, Chayiv. Shreipot ha'atzman b'gneva v'aveide. Because this taino of Shem Echinom, he patted himself from Gneva v'aveide. So it's called a kfiras mammon. Shemer socher ani olok. What if he said, I'm a shemer socher? He's also Chayiv. Keren choy mishvoshem. Shreipot ha'atzman mishvur ha'meise. By saying he's a shemer socher, if it'll break or die, he'll be potter. Shoyel ani. Oh, look, what if he said, I borrowed it from you? He's also chayiv, keren chayim mishvoshim. Shreipot ha'atzloi mimeisa machmas meloche. Because by saying he's a shayil, mimeisa machmas meloche will be potter. And in reality, he's a gadnet. Alme. Afalgav dohokoyim, even though now it's around. And if we look basher usham, in reality there's no kfiras mammon, because basher usham is tiny, it's yours, and I'm looking to give it back to you. But kiven the imignav mamayne kofa, hashtanami mamayne kofa. That's what Rabbi says. So chenami af al gav da afra ba'almu ba'gosel chometz vavol o pesa kivin di migna avoy shlumilei ma'moyna ma'alye ashtenami ma'moyna kokofilei. So the same thing in Rav Yishayla by Chometz Vavol of a Pesach will be the same din. Let us see what Rashi says. Shemechinim and Yolov v'nishba, that he was a Shemechinim, then v'hoide. Chayiv Kovin, Shuaf v'pisha hoide. That means he was made already before the Guf HaMomin that it's yours. But there was a kvire legabi chiyuv gneiva vaveida, or gabi omsen. Shepota atzmei b'shvua b'gneiva vaveida. Shimyo yonigna mimenu mishvua v'eilech, ho yonifto. B'divrei sheke, shreyu atzmei gonvoi, v'chayu b'chol onsen, ad shiyav sirenu. Shepota b'meisa machmas meloche. U'mikrash bosa machmas meloche. The Lemevid Malacha Shaili, a Shail borrowed it to do Malacha with it, not Vilay look me be kills and not to Samazai to put it away and not use it. Avogav du Hokoim, Umaydale Begave, Vahashte Iyu Laikofa Midi, so Basheru Shom, he's made it, this is, a Filoche Kivin de Shema, Soifa Shvue, through, because of the Shvue, is Soifa Shvue Lovi de Kviras Moment, Es chay, och enami, aber gab de kvire de chomets, keidohu. That means, even though he's kaifed it in the seal, it's equivalent to idoh, because the afra ba'almu, because it's worthless, aber kivin de shem yeyovi, vis chayv le moment, venim shishote le shvu, zuli potter chayev. So what the suffix was in Rabbe held poshet, that his chayv kenu, chaymish washet.